The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hi, this is Kevin McCullough. Thanks for listening to the Christian Outlook podcast, where we cover today's issues from a perspective that honors your Christian faith. Our podcast is brought to you through a partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy and ADF, Alliance Defending Freedom. Here's another piece I trust you'll enjoy.
Finally, Christians with humility and intentionality need to reflect upon the 100th anniversary yesterday of the end of World War I. We remember that that war ended, insofar as it ended at all, on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month in the year 1918. That was 100 years ago yesterday at 11 o'clock a.m. Paris time. That war, which is now called World War I, has also been called the Great War, or even the war to end all wars, which it most assuredly did not. The peace that was declared on Armistice Day in 1918 turned out to be a false peace. It did not hold. As a matter of fact, that false peace gave birth, two decades later, to an even greater conflagration and even greater tragedy in what we now know as World War II. The 20th century in so many ways began in the year 1918. As Tim Stanley, in his new book on Christianity in the 20th century, points out, the outbreak of war on August the 4th, 1914, is often now invested with the status of the real beginning of the 20th century, or even, he says, of that indefinable entity, the modern world. Archibald T. Robertson, a professor at the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, known as A.T. Robertson, the great Greek and New Testament scholar of his day, wrote that on that day, the old world passed away. Modern history, he said, began on that date. Zbigniew Brzezinski, who would later serve as national security advisor to President Jimmy Carter, referred to the 20th century as the century of megadeath. As we reflect upon the end of World War I, 100 years ago yesterday, we need to recognize that killing fellow human beings, was a technology that was radically expanded during World War I. The killing apparatus before World War I was limited in contrast to what would be set loose thereafter. World War I was the first great war in which machine guns and high-powered weapons were used against one another as armies faced each other. And, of course, World War I represents that giant waste of humanity in the awful reality of war that reached its depth in the trench warfare on the Western Front, for which World War I is mainly remembered. A war that was declared as the war to end all wars and took at least 17 million casualties, but simply gave birth to an even greater conflict, an age of greater mayhem and mass murder in the generation yet to follow. We also, as Christians, need to understand that World War I was a massive event with consequences for worldview and consequences for Christian theology. So many people in the 19th century, including so many Christians, predominantly liberal Christians, began to trust in human progress. They began to actually claim that human beings were developing morally to such an extent that there was moral improvement in the human race. Civilization, especially European civilization, was cited as evidence of just how reasonable and how morally good human beings had become. But it was those very civilizations, those very nations of Western civilization that set themselves against one another in this battle and went to war over absolute nonsense, eventually killing 17 million people. All in the name of a civilized society. This led to a great moral questioning in Western civilization, a process of questioning that has continued to this day. We need to note that in Europe, World War I, in so many ways, meant the collapse of the romanticized liberal Protestant theology that had gained so much ground in the 20th century. We also need to note that did not mean a return to biblical Christianity, but it did point to the absolute implausibility of the idea that human beings were, year by year and generation by generation, becoming more moral, morally improved. In the United States, that very same conflict, World War I, led to the great warfare between the modernists and the fundamentalists, as they were known, between liberals in American Christianity and conservatives in American Christianity. And it's also interesting to note that the war known as World War I also set the stage for a vast worldview battle in the United States over the question of evolution. Why would that be so? Well, it's because that romanticized humanism of the 19th century, so characteristic of liberal theology in Europe and in many cases also in the United States, was based upon the embrace of Darwinism and the idea of a forward movement of evolution, a moral evolution along with the biological evolution. Conservative Christians in the United States seized upon the evidence of the horror of World War I in order to say, you want to know what Darwinism produces? Just look at the killing fields, the trench warfare of Europe. I again go to Tim Stanley's New History of Christianity in the 20th Century. When speaking of the United States, after World War I's conclusion, he wrote this, quote, "Fundamentalists and modernists were provoked to bitter warfare, with lasting consequences for the geography of Protestantism in North America as elsewhere. Evangelical and liberal versions of Protestantism were already beginning to pull apart before 1914. But after 1918, he wrote, their trajectories became more radically divergent." End quote. There were, of course, centennial observations and commemorations in Europe on Sunday, and especially the most important took place in France. Germany was represented there. So was the United States of America. The United States entered the war in the last several months, but entered the war decisively. It was an awkward position for Germany. This kind of anniversary always is. But for most Americans, we should be reminded that for that nation, World War I, as well as World War II, remains an unsettled moral question. We as Christians should also remember how hinges of history really do matter. We think of the end of World War I 100 years ago. By the way, we are told that the last living veteran of World War I died in the year 2012. He had to be very old. We need to remember that this one war, described as World War I, utterly reshaped the world as we know it. At the beginning of that war, there were empires and crowned heads throughout Europe that marked what was considered to be the settled landscape. At the beginning of World War I, there was a Russian Empire. By the end of World War I, the Russian Tsar had not only abdicated, but been murdered. By the end of the war, the German Empire had fallen. The German Emperor had abdicated. The Habsburg Empire, one of the great settled facts that had held Europe together, it disappeared. And so did the Ottoman Empire, that massive Islamic empire headquartered in the city now known as Istanbul. And that empire virtually fell apart at the end of World War I. World War I also set the stage for the Balfour Declaration, passed in 1917, that British statement that recognized the right of the Jewish people to a homeland in the Near East. That became the nation of Israel. And you also had the fact that the end of World War I explains why the United States, which ended the 19th century as a significant world power, but certainly second in rank to the British Empire, began by the end of World War I to become the dominant nation on earth, a position it holds even till this day, explainable only by events such as what happened at the end of World War I. The secular world around us recognizes the importance of dates and the emotional and historical pull of anniversaries, but eventually just has to believe that history is one thing after another. For Christians, it's never merely one thing after another. It's a part of the unfolding plan and purpose of God, and it's history that teaches us lessons that the secular mind simply cannot understand, but we dare not miss.
Thanks for listening to Christian Outlook. Our program is coming to you today in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. It's America's most unique graduate leadership programs offered on Pepperdine's breathtaking campus in Malibu, California. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu. If you enjoy our podcast, take a moment and tell a friend to subscribe today.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.